Before we jump into today's show, I just wanted to let you know that I have got a brand new three-part audio series available to download right now. If you head over to donnaead.com/3-part audio, that's all one word, no spaces, you can download your How to Build Your Authority with Podcasting audio series. This is going to address guesting and hosting. So if you're interested in either of those and you want to know how to build your authority, head over to donnaead.com/3-part audio. The link will be in the show notes. You're listening to the Mindset and Action podcast, the place to be to grow and streamline your business. I'm your host, Donna Ead. Let's jump into the show. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. I am so glad to have you here on this Monday morning. And I am alone again this week. We are getting back into our routine as of next week, I believe. So look out for some more Viv coming very, very soon and some guest interviews and guest mini mindsets coming as well. But today I wanted to talk to you about something that I've been dealing with and something that I think it's really important that we look at when it comes to our mindset, what blocks us and how we deal with things. So as you all know, I am in the middle of a launch right now and I am a personality who is very much driven by the external factors that happen. So I'm not somebody who sort of makes decisions from within. I make decisions based on what's going on around me. And this is something that I have learned through this launching process, through my membership, through all of the different ways of showing up in my business that I have gone through over the last 4 years. And it's something that I think is probably linked to my human design. I'm a generator. I haven't really looked much into it. If you know about human design, you've probably got a much better idea than me. If you've never heard of human design, it's something that's really been popping off lately in my feeds and in my world. But I have read that being a generator means that I am more ready to kind of take on what's going on outside before I make a decision. And I've looked at that, looking back over what has happened in the last 4 years, and that's something I've noticed. And I think until we actually sit down and notice how we react to things, we can't actually do anything about it. It's like anything in life. If you don't actually stop to smell the roses, stop to evaluate, stop to look back, how can you move forward and improve? And if you have been around for a while, you'll know that one of my big things is micro improvements. 1% improvement is what I'm always looking for. So for me, this is something that I've realized happens quite a lot, is that my emotions are affected by what's going on externally rather than what's going on internally. And I feel like I need to try and bring it back, because when you react from a place of emotion, it can be a good thing, but it can also lead you astray depending on what that emotion is and depending on the situation. But I feel like in business, although we need to kind of be aligned with our soul, we need to be aligned with our inner being, we need to be aligned with our core values. So my core values being freedom, being the best version of myself, and helping others be the best version of themselves. Those are my three highest values. And we can throw in integrity in there, is a very core value for me, and inner peace. So those are kind of my five go-tos, that things have to align with that for me to want to do it. And if it doesn't align with that, then I'm working from, this doesn't sit with my values, and that's fine. But when I forget about my values and I go out there and I do something in my business and perhaps it doesn't go as well as I hoped it would go, then all the negative talk starts. Then I start to see the mindset blocks come in. Then I start to see the negative emotional reaction because, oh, you know, this has gone wrong, so I need to quickly do this instead. And you don't take the time to sit in the moment and go, okay, bring it back to your core values. What is it that you really want to do? And is this what you are currently doing? So, for example, if a launch isn't going as well as it should, is it still aligning with your values? Are you still living your values through that launch? If so, maintaining what you're doing and not having a quick emotional response is going to feel better to you than getting into a panic and trying to suddenly change things at last minute. I don't know about you, but that kind of terrifies me to get off my plan. And there are times when you need to pivot quickly, but it needs to align with your core values. If it doesn't align with your core values, then it's not going to be authentic to you, and that's going to come across to your audience. So what I really want you to take away from today is to look at how you respond to things. And that's the negative side, but let's look at the positive side as well. Because if you do the exact same thing when things are going well, you ignore your core values, you ignore what they are, you ignore the inner person, and you see success and you're like, yes, I'm going to double down on this. I'm going to do this even more. I'm going to get what that's going to do is then lead you into a burnout situation if it's not aligned with your core values. So what you've done might have had a really great result in that time, and that's perfect for that time. But if you go on to keep repeating that, it might start going against your values. So for me, integrity is a core value of mine, and I launch my program 3 times a year. If I was to decide to change that because, you know, I filled up all my spaces for this cohort, and I've got people that are on a waitlist, I want to get them in quickly, and then I started another cohort quickly on the back of that because I didn't want to miss out, that's not aligning with my core values. Although it is aligning with the helping more people, it isn't aligning with my integrity. And my integrity knows that I need balance, and I need to keep my launches as they are to maintain my energy levels so I can show up as the best version of me, my second highest value, best version of me for my clients that I've got. If I was to take on more clients, yes, it helps my third core value to help more people be the best version of themselves, but it goes against my second one because I'm not going to be showing up as that best version because my energy is going to be depleted. So it can work both ways, whether you are on the positive side where you get excited and you make decisions out of that excitement to do more of what's working and to get cram more of it in while it's working because it's exciting, or whether you switch things around, things are going not so great and you decide to pivot on its head and change things up and make last minute changes and, you know, not sit in alignment with your core values. So I really would love it if you would take some time today and look back over, you know, the last couple of years in your business, however it is that you do your marketing to people, however it is that you offer yourself, whether it is a program, whether it is one-to-ones, whether it is a membership, have a look at when you have sold that thing and the emotions that come up around that. Are they negative? Are they positive? Have you had things that you went to put out and you didn't get enough uptake so you couldn't do it? How did that make you feel and what was your response to that? Was it to quickly change everything and put it out there again in a different guise? Was it to bury it at the bottom of the ideas pile, never to see the light of day again? You know, how did you respond to it? And how does that relate back to your core values? And does it sit in alignment with them? So that is my little mini mindset for you today. Something that I've been looking at because I feel like I'm very reactionary to my external forces. I'm not quick to pivot particularly, but I do get all of those emotions. And so if I can pull it back to my core, am I providing value to people? Am I helping people with what I'm doing? Is that me showing up as the best version of myself? Then I am happy with what I am doing, regardless of the outcome. And obviously, there are the monetary side of things where, you know, if you don't make money, you haven't got a business, you need to be making money to have your business. That's a separate thing. Today, we're just looking at the mindset of how we react to the situations that are outside our being, not necessarily outside our control, because we can reflect on that and go, okay, well, I didn't market myself well enough there, or, you know, that thing that I put out really, really worked well for the marketing on this one. Next time I'm due to do it, I'm going to use that same marketing principle so that I can try and duplicate the results. So it's kind of feeding back into that reflection and looking at what works, what doesn't work, and how you react to it. So that's it for this mini Mindset Monday. I'm going to be back on Thursday with another episode for you. Don't forget, there is a link in the show notes. If you have got mindset blocks that you want to work through, if there is something that is just really standing in your way, if your confidence has been knocked, you know, whatever it is that you're struggling with in your business right now, drop it in on that form for Viv. You can stay anonymous if you want, or if you want to shout out on the show, I'm happy to give you a shout out. And we will talk about that with Viv in our upcoming episode. So head to the show notes. You can go to donnae.com/blog, find this episode, and you will find the link in those show notes as well. But it'll be on the show notes for the episode wherever you're listening. So I will see you guys on Thursday. Bye for now. Don't forget to hit those stars and leave a review of the podcast where you listen if you found value in what you heard today. It's a free way you can help the podcast reach more people just like you.